You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As leaders, we must be mindful of the next generation. Learn more in week 5 of Rise and Fall.
You know, we are ending our series on leadership, Rise and Fall. And so today, we will conclude it. So let me just show you a picture. What is this picture about? What's the idea here? Passing the baton, di ba? Normally, you know, when you think about it, that's really what we want to do. Di ba? A lot of us would want to pass the baton to people that's behind us or in front of us. Di ba? Normally, pagka pinapasa mo yung baton, pagka pasa mo ng baton, the guy who took the baton would run. Pero ikaw, hihinto ka na. Tama? Okay? Now, in the idea of leadership sometimes, let me propose to you that, you know, passing the baton in relay is great. But in leadership, it's actually not enough. And I will explain that later. Okay? Kasi minsan, sa iisip natin, di ba? You know, kailangan ipasa mo yung baton. Di ba? And that's really what we want. And that is why we're having an election tomorrow because we're trying to pass the baton. Pero tingnan po natin, is that enough? Is that really what we need? Kasi today, we will talk about success and succession. You know, you might have a successor, but the question is he a good successor? Did you prepare that person well to take the job or to take the, you know, the leadership? And that is something that we will learn today in this lesson in the 5th week of our series. We'll be reading from 2 Kings chapter 20 verses 1 and following. This is in the days of Hezekiah, all right? In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order." Say, put your house in order. Because you are going to die. Okay? You will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father says, the God of your father David says, I have heard your prayer," say, "I have heard your prayer, and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years of your life, and I will deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you are here in our midst. And we invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us, to renew our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we look at this, no, pagkatinig po natin yung life na Isaiah, we have to go back in history a little bit so that we would understand this better. All right? Again, our topic is success and succession. So, the nation of Israel, pagkatinig po natin yan, yung first king na inalan natin, well, the legitimate king that we studied is King Saul. Di ba? King Saul. Nagkaroon siya ng problema because wala siyang bilib sa sarili niya. Di ba? Yun lang naging problema ni King Saul. And then he reigned for 40 years and after him was the man after God's own heart. David, the only person in the Bible that God described as that. The man after God's own heart. Wala na pong ibang taong dinescribe si God na ganyan, kundi si David lang. And even David, the man after God's own heart, fell. Di ba? Kasi mga metinolerate siya, mga little things in his life. And then after David came, Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man in the world. Now, when you think of this, after David, Solomon, okay, again, the succession, di ba? May successor eh. Diba? From King Saul, he was succeeded by David. David was succeeded by Solomon. Now, when you think about it, okay, pagkatapos ni Solomon, something else happened. Okay, there was a successor, but because of Solomon's sin. Because Solomon sinned against God. Remember that story last week? Diba si Solomon? Na-divide yung kingdom. The kingdom of Israel were now divided into two. Okay, meron kang northern kingdom, which is Israel with 10 tribes. Sampung tribo, napunta diyan. The southern kingdom, which is called Judah, meron dalawang tribo. Okay? But because of what Solomon did, nagkaroon ng criteria kung ano yung good king and ano yung bad king. Alright? So, ito yung criteria. After King Solomon, actually even before Solomon, ito talaga yung criteria. Someone who worships God alone, someone who rid Israel of idolatry, someone who is faithful to the covenant. Now, when you look at this, okay, pag tinignan po ninyo yan, so diyan mo malalaman kung ano yung good king and yung bad king. If the guy got all the check, good king yan. But the amazing thing about this story after Solomon, okay, because of the sin in his life, the decisions that he made, okay, of not taking care of the temple, of not being faithful to God, of worshiping other idols, merong nang naging successor after him, pero pag nakita po natin, when you look at this, we will look at all the kings, pero hindi po natin naaralan, pero tingnan nyo lang po yung picture. There were more bad kings in the nation of Israel and Judah than good kings. Tingnan po natin, okay? Yan po yung mga kings, and we are not gonna go through that, okay? Verse 2 kings, parehong bad, hanggang 3rd king, okay, may pumasok na good king si Asa and Jehoshaphat, pero tinignan mo, puro bad king yan. Puro bad king, and then merong konting good king. And then we go to Hezekiah, to Manasseh. Okay, Manasseh is the son of Hezekiah. Okay, again, merong successor. Okay, but the question is, how good was his successor? Did he prepare this person well? Because when you just look at the picture, okay, makikita po natin, ano ibang leadership lessons that we can learn in this story. Alright, so Hezekiah, tingnan po natin si Hezekiah. Are you getting the picture? Okay, this time, wala na pong northern kingdom. Tapos na po sila. Alright, it's now the southern kingdom na lang. Alright? So, King Hezekiah, he started really well. Pag tinignan po natin yung story niya, look at 2 Kings chapter 18, no? We'll just go through this very quickly. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. Now, David, the man after God's own heart, because he followed God with all of his heart, every good king was actually measured according to David. Pagka sinunod nila si God, ang sinasabi, they follow the, you know, just like their father David. Hindi naman talaga siya anak ni David eh. Yeah, pero they belong to the same tribe. Okay? Next, he removed all the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. Ayan po yung mga binoworship nila. And he broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made. For up to that time, okay, when he was the king, the Israelite had been burning incense to it. Ibig sabihin, they actually made it into an idol. Okay, yung ginawa ni God na maganda, ginawa nilang idol. Then next verse. Okay, sabi nun, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, and there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah. None like him. Either before him or after him. I mean, that's a great description of a great king. Di ba? Magaling talaga siya na king. Hezekiah followed God. He held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses. So, pag tinignan mo yun, pasado siya sa lahat. Di ba? He follows God. He worships God alone. He rid of all the idols. Okay, ito po yung ginawa niya para makita lang po natin. No? And because of that, okay, the Lord was with him. Because he was following God, because he was worshiping God, he was faithful to the covenant, the Lord was with him, and he was successful in whatever he undertook. So pag inisip mo, yan si King Hezekiah. Okay, a great king. Okay, great king. Ito yung ginawa niya, inopen niya ulit yung temple because before he was a king, yung temple nakasara and then nobody was doing the religious rites. Okay, yung ginagawa nila, yung Passover, no one was doing that. When he became a king, he opened it, he reinstated the Levites, okay, nakatrabaho ulit yung mga Levites and then he destroyed some of the Asherah poles and even this one. Okay, yung ginawa ni God na salvation for them, pero ginawa nilang idol. I mean, he's a great king. Those were the great things that he has done. So talagang pag inisip mo, ang galing nitong king na to. Passionate kay God. Faithful kay God. Pero ang tanong nga, what happened? What happened to his son? Tingnan po natin, alright? Now, we'll go to chapter 20. This is what we read. In those days, Hezekiah became ill at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order." I mean, a very interesting word from God. God told him, put your house in order. Ibig sabihin, you know, God was telling him, because you're going to die and you will not recover. Your days are numbered. This is sabi ni God sa kanya, your days are numbered, so you might as well do something with your life. You might as well prepare your son to be faithful to me, to be faithful to the covenant, and to worship only me. I mean, that was the thing that God was saying. Okay, God was saying, put your house in order. Why? Because you're going to die and you will not recover. Quick lesson lang here. We need to understand that we are not here forever. You're not here forever. How many fathers do we have here? Please raise your hands if you're a father. Many fathers. We're not going to be here forever. We need to put our house in order. We need to put our priorities right. If you're a mother here today, okay, you need to put your house in order. You're not going to be here forever. You're not going to be here forever with your children. Okay? Ngayon, inisipin mo, teka, Pastor Alfred, medyo hindi na po ako nanay, hindi na po ako tatay, medyo nasa last quarter na po ako ng labanan. Okay? Actually, last 2 minutes na lang. But if you're in the last 2 minutes ka na lang, you're not going to be here forever. You know what you need to do? You need to do something and put your house in order. That's the task. Yun yung pwede natin matutunan dito because none of us will be here forever. Kasi iniisip natin, we will be here for a long time. Hindi. But that's not it. Again, when you look at Hezekiah, I mean, he's a good king. Okay? Why is he a good king? Kasi, yung criteria for a king, he worshiped God only. Okay? Makikita natin yan just sa mga scriptures na yan. He worships God alone. Tinanggal niya lahat yung idolatry. Okay? He actually removed all the idols. Say, all idols. Lahat talaga, lahat na nakita niya na maaaring, imagine, yung bronze, yung snake bronze, that was an amazing thing. You know, that bronze idol actually represented, okay, it was pointing to what Jesus is going to do in the New Testament. And yet, they turned that into an idol. He got rid of that. All the idols. And he was faithful to the covenant. Kung ano yung kinumandi God, yun ang sinusunod niya. Pero ano nangyari? Okay? Kasi pag tinignan mo, yung anak niya si Manasseh. Manasseh is the complete opposite. Okay? Manasseh, when you look at this story in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, Manasseh did not worship God alone. He actually, lahat po nung sinira ni Hezekiah, lahat ng mga Asherah poles na sinira niya, tinanggal niya, ipinanik lahat ni Manasseh. And worse, he actually sacrificed his own sons to God of Molech. Can you imagine that? I mean, saan niya nakita yun? Hindi naman nakita na ginawa ni Hezekiah yun eh. He actually added more idols and he was not faithful to the covenant. Kasi passing the baton. Di ba? Ang idea natin ganyan. Did he pass the baton? Ano nangyari? Okay, how come? Okay, Hezekiah, being a good king, he did everything right. Paano nangyari sa anak niya? Ano nangyari sa anak niya? Another thought here. Manasseh became a king when he was 12 years old. Okay, take note of that. He became a king of Israel when he was 12 years old. Babalikan po natin yung 12 years old mamaya. Alright, so let's now go to chapter 20. This is what happened. Diba? He was praying. Okay, the Lord gave him the word that he's going to die. Your days are numbered. And you know what he did? He cried out to God. He cried out to God. I mean, Hezekiah, a good guy. Okay, he loves God. Okay? And yet, the moment Isaiah told him that, he got out of his bed. Okay, and knelt at, you know, across the wall like this. And he cried out to God and said, God, have mercy on me. You know how faithful I've been to you. You know, he cried out to God. You know, while Isaiah was walking out of the palace, okay, pinayutorn siya ni God. Imagine that. I mean, this is the God that we serve. Okay, whatever we are going through today, you know, you can cry out to God. And He will hear you. And He will also see your tears. Pagka umiiyak ka, God, alam niya yun eh. And this is what God did, okay? Not only did He answer His prayer for healing, God says, I will add 15 years to your life. Wow! 15 more years to your life. 15 more years. And not only that, okay, I will also deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. He didn't ask for that. All he asked for was for healing. And yet God gave him more. And this is the God that we serve. We serve a God. Nasasagutin yung prayer mo. Hindi lang yung hinihingi mo, pero more. Amen? So kung ano po yung pinagdaraan natin kanina, you know, when we prayed kanina po for the Philippines, for the election tomorrow. Okay? I believe with all of my heart that God is hearing us. That He heard us. That the Lord will protect Ferdy De Leon and his crew. The Lord will guide us who to vote. Okay? And so God did not just give what He asked for, but God also said that I will deliver you from the hand of the Assyrian because the Assyrian at this moment is the superpower of this time. The Assyrian. Okay? Sila po yung pinaka-superpower at this time, and they were actually in Jerusalem, in Judah at this point, and they were attacking Judah. They were attacking Jerusalem, and they were taunting God, and they were taunting the armies of God, and Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, was saying to them, don't believe anything that your king is telling you that your God will deliver you from my hand. Because none of the gods of other nations deliver them from my hand. Don't be deceived. That's what Sennacherib was saying. And then this is how Hezekiah responded to that taunt. And he set the combat commanders over the people and gathered them together to him in the square at the gate of the city and spoke encouragingly to them, saying, here's the superpower right in front of you and telling you there is no getting out of this. I am going to conquer you. And this is what he says. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. Isn't that amazing? There are more with us than with him. And then this is what he said. With him is an army of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God. Ibang klase to. I mean, he was totally devoted to God. And this is the amazing thing. I mean, this person really loves God. Talagang, pinipray ko, Lord, sana ganito yung magiging susunod namin mga leaders. Noon na magsasabi, kahit na anong kalaban nyo, kahit sino yung umaapi sa inyo, you know, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. And the people took confidence from the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And you know, after this, you know what happened? After this, when he cried out to God, when the Lord told him that he will be delivered from the hands of the Assyrian, an angel of the Lord came that evening and slaughtered 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one evening. And when they woke up the following morning, all dead bodies were lying on the ground, and Sennacherib actually ran away and went back home. Why? Because God said, I will heal you and I will deliver this city from the hand of the Assyrians. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. What an amazing guy. Yeah? He's amazing. I mean, this is it. Okay, he is a great leader. Okay, pagdating na ulit, you know, when Hezekiah was the king, the Lord gave answer not only his prayers, but the Lord delivered him from the hand of the Assyrians. And this news became so well known among the nations around the world during that time. Talagang kinover ng CNN, okay, saka ng BBC. Okay, talagang kilalang kilala, nakita na lahat ng tao nakarinig about ano nangyari, that the king of Babylon sent a group of people to find out. But before the Babylonians came, people from all over the place brought in goods, brought in gifts to Hezekiah. Na nag-yumaman sila ulit. All the things he lost from the Assyrians were actually brought back to them. He became so popular. He became so prosperous because of what God has done. Isn't that amazing? I mean, God not only extended his life, but delivered him and prospered him. Again, pag tinignan mo, okay na yung tao na to, di ba? Okay na siya. But then, when the people of Babylon came, this is what the Lord said. You know, when the Babylonian came to find out what happened to Hezekiah and to the nation of Judah, he showed everything to those people. He showed his wealth, he showed his treasury, he showed his armory. Lahat pinakita niya. Lahat pinagyabang niya. Lahat pinakita niya doon sa, you know, from the Babylonians. Parang, you know, parang binibida niya yung sarili niya. Di ba? Kasi, who am I? Pero yung mga tao na iniisip, teka, amazing tong king na to. Imagine, 185,000 soldiers was killed at one time. Now, we're not talking about the pipichugin na soldiers dito. No, we're talking about the superpower Assyrians. But then, this is what the Lord said. Because of what he did, because he showed, teka mga pag iniisip mo, ang ginawa lang naman talaga niya, pinakita niya lahat. Okay? In-entertain niya yung guest. Because that's being a good Christian, di ba? Pagka may guest, i-entertainin mo. Diba? And he was just being kind, right? Pero ito sabi ni Lord. Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house, that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. Bakit? Ba't ang bigat ng parusa? Pinakita mo lang yung mga bagay, bakit kukunin na lahat? Not only that, and some of your own sons, some of your own sons who shall be born to you shall be taken away and shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Hindi lang yung mga kasangkapan mo, kundi yung mga pati pamilya mo. You know, when you think about this, mas grabe pa doon sa sakit niya. Di ba, nung nagkasakit siya, sabi ni God sa kanya, mamamatay ka. Anong ginawa ni Hezekiah? Anong ginawa ni Hezekiah when he found out he was about to die? He prayed, right? And he reminded God of his faithfulness. And he appealed to God's mercy. And God answered him. Ito, mas grabe. Sabi sa kanya, the days are coming, Hezekiah. The days are coming when all that you have, all the things you worked for, will be taken away from you. You know, when you think about it, ang tamang dapat gawin ni Hezekiah is what? It's also to pray. Di ba? Kasi yun ang ginawa niya, nagkasakit siya. Imagine yung nagkasakit siya at sinabing mamamatay ka na, bilang na yung oras mo, malapit nang bumantay yung paa mo, nag-pray siya. Pero nung sinabi sa kanya, lahat ng gamit mo makukuha sa'yo, lahat ng pinaghirapan ng mga kanununuan mo kukunin sa inyo, at lahat, at meron pang mga anak mo na dadalhin sa Babylon, at lahat sila makukulong at magiging slaves. Hindi siya nag-pray. Hindi siya umiyak kay God. Alam mo sinabi niya? This is amazing. This is what he said. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord you have spoken is what? How can that be good? All the things that you work for will be taken away from you. How can that be good? Your wife, your children, your grandchildren will be taken away from you, and you are saying that this is asan yung good doon? Asan yung good doon? For he thought, why not if there will be peace and security in my days? Imagine that. When he was sick and he was about to die, he cried out to God. When God told him that everything he worked for and everything that belonged to him and his family will be taken away, he said it was good. Because it's not going to happen during his lifetime. Anyway, it's not going to affect me. I'll be long gone when that happens. Yung pagtinignan mo, pag inisip mo, napaka-selfish. Diba? Not only was he selfish, but he was so short-sighted. He was only thinking of here and now. He was only thinking of today. Okay lang yun, Isaiah, you know, what you said is really good because it's not gonna happen while I'm alive. Let me warn you. Tomorrow, we're going to vote. And whoever we vote, I hope and pray that you will not be short-sighted. That you will not see, okay lang, tapos na to tomorrow. Okay na. Anyway, pagka bago matapos yung 6 years na yun, wala na ako rito. Maaring nasa ibang bansa ka na, maaring pantay na yung paa mo. Di ba? Whatever it is. But let us not be short-sighted. Remember that what we're doing tomorrow is so important that it will affect the generation after us. Di ba? Kasi pag inisip mo, Hezekiah was a great king. Faithful. You know, he was excellent. He obeyed God in all that, you know, that God commanded. And yet, yung anak niya, who was born 12 years, okay, 12 years old when he became a king. And then when he became a king, si Hezekiah, according to some scholars, they were actually ruling together for 10 years. So he was 12 years old until he was 22. Okay, he was a king and his father was a king. And together, they were reigning together. Pero what happened? What happened? How come his son became so wicked? Hezekiah failed to raise up the next generation. He was given a chance. He was given second chance in life to set everything in order. And yet, he failed to raise the next generation. Isipin po natin yung buhay natin today. Whether we like it or not, we're leaders. Pag iba ka sabihin mo, matanda ka na, hindi, you're still a leader. Maaaring sabihin mo, estudyante ka, no, you're a leader. Because you are influencing people. The question is, what are you doing with what God has given you? What are you doing with the opportunity to raise the next generation? Okay, that is why meron po tayong kids church. You know, that's why we have me and my dad camp. That is why we do fired up. We train the next generation of leaders to obey God and follow God. See, the thing is, this is a lesson from Hezekiah. Success is not a success without a good successor. Meron namang successor, di ba? Manasseh was a successor. He actually co-reigned with him for 10 years, but he did not train him to fear God. He did not train him to honor God. He did not train him to be faithful to the covenant of God. Legacy is not leaving something for people. You know, that's what he did. Hezekiah did that. He left the kingdom rich. He died when the kingdom has a lot of money. But it is leaving something in people. Fathers, me included, we need to start thinking of what we're leaving to our children. Baka mama, bigay ka lang ng bigay. You provide for them well. That's good. You give them good education. That's good. You give them what they need. That's good. But that's not all it. Because Hezekiah did that. He left a lot of things to his son. But he did not leave anything in his son. He forgot to teach his children or his child to honor God. That's what we need to do. We need to teach the next generation to honor God. Ma-teacher ka. Okay, ma-estudyante ka. Ma-tatay ka. You need to teach the next generation to honor God. We need to teach the next generation to be faithful to God. That's what Hezekiah failed to do. Okay, Hezekiah failed to teach his son to be faithful to God and his commandments. And not only that, we need to teach the next generation to raise the next generation. Because it's not just about me. It's not just about you. See, this is what happened in Hezekiah. Hezekiah said to him, "The word of the Lord is good that you have spoken." For he thought, "Why not? For there will be security, peace and security in my days." Because he was so short-sighted. He was so selfish. He was just thinking of himself. But when you look at Chronicles, okay, the same account, this is what it says. "So in the matter of the envoys of the princes of Babylon, who had been sent to him to inquire about the sign." What sign? About the miracles. About his healing. About the deliverance from the Assyrians that had been done in the land. God left them to himself. You know why? In order to test him. To know what was all in his heart. The Lord tested him. See what happened when he did that? When the envoy came, this is what he did. Hezekiah bragged about his accomplishments instead of the faithfulness of God. All he did was he showed everything he owned. He did not even say anything about God healing him. He did not even give the glory to God for delivering them from the Assyrians. All he did was telling them what he accomplished. Di ba parang ganyan din tayo minsan? Di ba sa atin, pray ng pray. Ngayon, Pastor, Victory Group Leader, pag-pray mo naman ako, magkano ako ng trabaho? Sinagot ni God. Binigyan ng trabaho. And then, nag-prosper. Pero hindi mo na nakikita sa church. Because all they think about is their accomplishment. They no longer think of the faithfulness of God. Diba, ang daming ganun. Ang daming namin kilalang ganun. Pinag-pray mo. Okay, tapos nagkaroon ng trabaho. Umasenso. Nakalimutan na si Lord. O minsan naman, na lahat ng ginagawa mo, pinagmamalaki mo because of your accomplishment. Di ba? Kaya nga, palagi kang nasa FB, palagi kang nasa Instagram, palagi kang nasa Snapchat. Di ba? Lahat pinakikita mo. You know, and then palagi nakalagay doon, you know, God, I'm so blessed. Pero what about the goodness of God? What about His faithfulness in your life? Do you talk about it? That's what he failed to do. But Hezekiah's heart was proud. He did not respond to the kindness shown to him. That was the problem. Key problem in Hezekiah was he became proud. He became proud. He actually thought that he has done it because he's good. That is why he failed to raise the next generation. It is my prayer today that we will be able to learn from this lesson. Okay? So what do we do? How do we raise the next generation? How do we teach the next generation? Okay, number one, we communicate. We communicate to them that God is faithful, that God is good, that God will deliver them, that God will use them. Okay, again, ang idea natin kanina, passing the baton. Diba? We need to pass the baton. Pero what happened? Let me call RB, come here. Okay, tulungan muna ako. Ayan. Si RB. Alam mo, si RB, ito lang in-lesson natin. No? Parang ganito lang. When you are communicating, what we want to say is that we need to communicate to young people that they are, that God can use them. That I need, you know, pero the idea minsan akala natin kasi, just pass the baton. Diba? Kasi yun ang gusto natin eh. So I'll just pass the baton. Bro, kailangan mo maintindihan, God is loving. God is faithful to believe that. Do you believe that God can use you mightily? Come on. Okay? Yes. So I'll pass the baton to you. Okay, ano nangyari? Pagka binasa ko sa kanyang baton, anong gagawin ko? Sa relay. Anong ginagawa mo? Pagka pinapasa mo yung baton, anong ginagawa mo? Humihinto ka na. Di ba? You don't do anything anymore. Right? So ang gagawin, pero pagka na-raise up ko na siya, bro, you need to pass the baton to someone else. Di ba? Nag-celebrate ka. You celebrate, yes, God is good. I was able to raise this guy up. Pero I shouldn't be threatened with him. I shouldn't feel insecure because mas magandang lalaki. Di ba? Mas magaling magsalita. Mas maraming buhok. Di ba? You know, that shouldn't be the issue. You know, kasi with Hezekiah, he was only thinking of himself. Sabi niya, it's okay. What God said is good. He failed to raise the next generation because he was only thinking short, yung today and right now. But look, we need to communicate. We need to demonstrate and tell this guy, bro, God can use you and you can actually raise up the next generation. So why don't we call Jess? Jess, come here. Magandang lalaki, di ba? Lalo gumagandang lalaki yata, parang paganda ng paganda, no? Alright? Di ba, bro, what you need to do? You need to train him. Sige, train mo na, bro. Pasa mo na. Okay? Ano nangyari ngayon? Di ba? Okay, yes. Celebrate mo na. Celebrate, yes. Okay, we're able to raise this guy up. Pero ang problema, wala na kami ginagawa. Right? Wala na siyang ginagawa. So, siya na lang may gagawin. So, what we need to do is not only do we need to communicate, not only do we demonstrate, not only do we celebrate, okay, what we need to do is not just pass the baton. But what needs to happen is, RJ, come here. Eto, hindi na maganda lang. Malaking katawan pa. Di ba? Bro, dito ka. Pera muna. Di ba? So, parang ganito lang. Instead of just passing the baton to him, okay? I passed on the baton to him. While he's passing the baton to the next person, I also need to pass the baton to this guy. Bro, do you believe that God is faithful?
Yes.
God can do everything. He can provide for your marriage and your wedding. Di ba? Kaya mo yun?
Right.
He provided you with a beautiful woman. Tama?
Right.
Okay, he's good. Okay, anong gagawin mo, bro? You need to train the next generation. Okay, Pete, come here. Bro, this is what we need to do. Bro, i-train mo rin siya, di ba? Okay, na-raise up mo na siya, na-raise up mo na siya. So, may mga pag-raise ka na. So, we all celebrate! Yes! Di ba? This is what we need. Bro, the problem is passing the baton. When you just pass the baton, wala ka nang ginagawa. And you know what else happens? Pag yung pasal, isang baton lang pinapasa mo, nakatunga nga lang silang tatlo. Inaantay nila, kailan kaya ipapasa sa akin yung baton? So, passing the baton is not enough. What we need to do is to pass many batons. Amen? And that's exactly, thank you. Gaganda niyong dalaki, thank you so much. You see, God has entrusted us with so many things. God has entrusted us. God has been faithful to us. We need to keep communicating that to the next generation. We need to demonstrate that to the next generation. We need to celebrate when they become leaders. Let's not be insecure. You see, I think the problem with Hezekiah was he was not ready to train the next generation because his heart was proud. Because he was self-centered. Because he was short-sighted. But you know what? As we end, we need to understand that the leader's success is measured by the success of the next generation. My success will be measured by the success of the next generation. Okay, the greatest example that we could think of is, of course, Jesus. Jesus, when He came here on earth, He gave up everything from heaven and He became man just like you and me. And this is what Paul said with regards to that. Do nothing from selfish ambition. Jesus wasn't selfish. Or conceit. But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest. See, that's what Hezekiah's problem is. He was only looking at his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Jesus gave us the greatest example of someone who's a leader, who's always thinking of the next generation. Always thinking of the next generation after the next generation. That is why the gospel was able to reach the Philippines. Because that is how Jesus trained His disciples. And I want to just pray right now. I just want us to bow down our heads and close our eyes. You know, God has given us so much. And I pray that we will be able to train the next generations. That we will be able to raise the next generations of leaders. That we will not be self-centered. That we will not be short-sighted. But we will look beyond our lives. You know, if you're parents here, I just want to pray for you. Would you just, all the parents, would you please stand? If you're a parent, okay, please stand up. I want to pray with you. Because I'm included in that. We need to pray for our parents. You know, we have children that we need to take care of. We need, you know, we have children that we need to train to fear God, be faithful to God. Lord Jesus, I just want to commit these parents to you. I pray, Lord God, that they will not be short-sighted. Lord, they will not be, that we will not be self-centered. Lord, it's not about us. It's about what you have for our children. Lord, I pray that we will prepare them. That we will prepare them, Lord God, to train their next generations of leaders. Lord, that they will be able to serve you faithfully. That they will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a God who is faithful. A God who hears their prayers. A God who will use them mightily. Lord, I pray that you would help us parents to see beyond our children. Lord, to beyond our lifetime. Lord, I pray that you would help us. Give us the grace to be good parents. You know, if you're a leader here today, maybe you're a Victory Group leader, or maybe you are a leader in your company or in your office. There are people under you, okay? Would you please stand as well? I want to pray for you. Victory Group leader ka sa school mo, leader ka sa office mo, okay? Lord, we just thank you for these people who are standing up right now, Lord, who are leaders. Lord, I pray that they will be able to catch that vision, Lord, that they will be able to always communicate that we need to train the next generation. Lord, that we will be able to demonstrate to our people how it is to honor you and how it is to love you and how it is, Lord God, to have love for other people. Lord, I pray that you would train these people, Lord God, today. Help them, Lord, to raise the next generation to fear you. In Jesus' name, amen.